Being let go, they came to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard it, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, "Lord, you are the God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea, and all that is in them. You said through the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David your servant, 'Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain?' The kings of the earth take a stand, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord, and against his Messiah. For truly, in this city against your holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the non-Jews and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your counsel foreordained to happen. Now, Lord, look at their threats, and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were gathered together. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. Not one of them claimed that anything of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Great grace was on them all. For neither was there among them any who lacked, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and put them at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to each, according as anyone had need. Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is translated, son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus by birth, having a field, sold it, and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.